This week's parasha introduces us to the fascinating laws of the Sota. The Torah tells us that if a man warns his wife not to seclude herself with a specific man, be it a friend or a neighbor or a co-worker, and in defiance of her husband's orders, in front of witnesses, she locks herself into a room with this particular man, and now her husband suspects her of infidelity, va'avar alav ruach kina, and her husband is suspicious that she was defiled by this man, and she denies that anything adulterous occurred. So how do we verify if what she's saying is really true? The pasuk says, the husband brings his wife to the kohen, and she's tested by drinking the mayim hama'arim, the bitter waters, and that determines her guilt or innocence. Chazal say that this mitzvah is the only place we find where open miracles occurred. The Gemara says that if she is found guilty, not only does this woman die a horrible death, but simultaneously, this same horrific fate befell her paramour. However, if she was innocent, she receives great rewards. What is her reward? V'niksa v'nizra zara. If she's innocent, she will bear seed. The Gemara explains this to mean that if this woman was childless, she will now conceive. Furthermore, shim hoisi yoledes betzar, yoledes berevach. If she previously gave birth with difficulty, she will now give birth with ease. Nekevis yoledes zacharim. If she had girls previously, she will now have boys. Ketzarim yoledes aruchim. If she had short children, she will now have tall children. That is her reward for being innocent. But there's a very perplexing question here. Granted that this woman is innocent, she didn't commit the ultimate sin and betrayal, Ashes Ish, cohabiting with another man while married. But why does she deserve such great reward? There are holy righteous women that never even thought about committing such an egregious sin, and they struggle for years and years with infertility. And this Soita, who defies her husband's warnings and secludes herself with a strange man, gets rewarded? She was previously unable to conceive, will now bear a child, and the righteous woman remains childless? How do we understand that? So the Imre Emes says something very powerful. Let's think for a moment about the plight of this woman. Her husband suspects her of infidelity. He warns her and admonishes her not to seclude herself with this man. And she goes ahead and defies her husband's warnings. And she's unfaithful to her husband. And she secludes herself with him. She's so obsessed and infatuated with him that she's willing to give up everything for this man. Her marriage, her children, her dignity, her family's good name, everything. She already crossed the line by being secluded with that man. And it could very well be that they were already intimate in some way. But then she has a change of heart. She has a Yosef HaTzadik moment and says, the buck stops here. I will not cross this line. I will not have relations with this man. I will not commit the ultimate sin and betrayal. And she turns him down and runs out of the room. She displays superhuman strength and courage, chutzla derech hateva. Says the Ger Rebbe, for displaying such remarkable courage and resolve in the face of such incredible temptation and not succumbing to her desires, the Torah says, you deserve a tremendous reward, v'niksa v'nizra zara, the gift of your first child. What an incredible idea from the Imre Emes. Just in the last few years, the world has witnessed where one person in China and one person in the Kremlin can cause such incredible pain and suffering and death and destruction, the likes we haven't seen in our lifetime. And here the Torah tells us where one woman makes a split-second decision and thereby saves herself, her marriage, her family, and many, many generations to follow. Therefore, the Torah says, she receives such great reward. I once heard this amazing idea from Rabbi Waxman. He said that the Kotzke Rebbe said, when Mashiach will finally come, there will be a long line waiting to greet him and give him shalom. He will ask every person the same exact question. What did you do to hasten my arrival? One person will say, I devoted my life to Torah. Another person will say, I davened and said Tehillim all day. I established an organization to help people with illnesses. I helped feed the poor. I helped all the singles find shidduchim. I helped women with infertility. This will go on for hours and hours. And then, somewhere towards the end of the line, he will ask someone, and what did you do towards Bias HaMashiach? And the person will say, I got up every day and battled temptation. I fought to overcome my nesionis. It was a constant battle, but I never gave up. And Mashiach will say, It's because of you that I'm here today. In the age of the internet and technology, when we are constantly bombarded with incredible desire and temptations, the likes previous generations have never experienced, when we display supernatural strength and resist temptations and overcome our challenges, our reward will be exponentially greater than in previous generations. And we might even be the cause of Mashiach's arrival. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.